Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
Good morning, good morning. God bless you. It is March the 15th. And it is Wednesday, over the hump day. God bless you and let him keep you through the rest of the week. Amen, amen. Today's encouragement, let God win. Coming from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 19, the New Language Translation, and it reads, truthful words stand the test of time, but lies are so exposed. Yeah. Yeah. Proverbs 12:19, New Language Translation. Don't believe the lies. There's an enemy out there who wants to steal, kill, and destroy. One of the most powerful ways he does that is through filling our hearts with things we think are true about ourselves. Those lies fill our minds with hatred, so that when we look in the mirror, we start hating what we see. I'm so ugly. I don't deserve anything good in my life. I screwed up again. Why do I ever try? These thoughts make the Father weep. He loves us. He knits us together and sets us apart. He cherishes every breath we take. And in the name of Jesus, we can rebuke the enemy, so those lies no longer fill our heads and overtake our hearts. Whew! Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus, Jesus. Lift the veil from our eyes so we can see clearly. Show us the lies we are believing that are destructive. I know you love us, and you want to see us walk in truth. Amen. Amen. Let God win. Those are words of encouragement for today, Wednesday, March the 15th, 2023. God bless you. I'm Sister Faye, and I'll be back with another encouraging word for Friday. Keep walking in faith. Tell someone you love them. As the time has changed, I know some are struggling with the time change, but, you know, God will put things in perspective. Everything seems like it's moving fast, and which it is. You're moving ahead. Where we had that hour, we lose that hour. So pray to God that he gets you through it and adjusts you according. God always does. He always be there. He always help you in any time of need. Amen. Amen. Again, I'm Sister Faye. God bless you. And may peace be upon you and yours. Thank you.